With Minnesota high school sports sidelined until the end of December, KDWA Sports will have plenty of Prescott Cardinals high school sports action live on the radio. And with games at Prescott High School beginning, it was important to catch up with Assistant Principal and Activities Director Matt Smith, as many fans are wondering what health protocols will be like inside the gym. The protocols will be different than football outdoors and more similar to what we had during the volleyball season. Smith first on the sacrifices fans will have to make to let the kids play this winter.
Yeah, what we got right now with the Middle Border Conference is looking at is it's home fans only, and it is two passes for immediate family members for each athlete and coach. So it has to be from the same household as that athlete. They'll come in, they have to sit together, socially distance from other fans. With the mask mandate, everyone is masked up. And, you know, we're just looking to put on, events in a safe and healthy manner. The biggest thing we're looking for is to keep the events going on. And like I said, we got to be able to do that, in a safe and healthy manner. But it still is nice if we're able to have some fans there, mostly our parents that we're looking for, to get to the games, to cheer on the athletes and be there for support. So, yeah, basically each athlete, each coach gets two passes for their parents or immediate family members that live in the same household that can come to the events here at Prescott High School. Like I said, no visiting fans right now for the Middle Border, just home fans only. And, for them to come in, show their pass at the door and then socially distance in the bleachers and, enjoy the game a little bit. And for those that cannot make it, we are live streaming all our JV and varsity matches to the best of our ability. I know the kind folks at KDWA are going to be doing a couple with some video and some audio here coming up. And then we also have our Huddle Focus that we send out through our PSD Activities and Athletics YouTube page that's on there also for people can view and still, be a part of the action there. Even though it's virtual, they can still cheer on their favorite athlete and have some fun there.
Coach Smith on what he would say to some of our student section fans that'll be locked out of the gym, because as we know, the reason we're still having athletics in Wisconsin is for the kids. But even the kids have to understand that we need to be responsible during this pandemic, and being responsible keeps the sports going.
Well, I guarantee it is tough on them and, frustrated. Obviously, they want to be a part of it. I understand that. Right now, though, we're looking at keeping the events going on in the safest way possible. And that means no student sections. Some of the other schools in the conference that did have that in the fall, they said, they wouldn't keep their distance. It kind of ended up being a, conglomerate of people, and it brought up some safety concerns. And so looking at the winter sports here, it's something that we looked at saying, what's our safest way possible to keep the events going on? And, that's what we're doing with the two passes per athlete, per coach for their immediate family. For our students that, still want to partake in the games, that's why we're streaming them, a chance for them to watch. Watching the streams at home for me on away games, it's crystal clear picture. Things are looking good. I get it. It's not like being at the event or in the action. It is different, but we're in a different time right now. And, that's where I think we got to look at the positive side of things, that we are still able to have events at this time. And we're doing that by being safe and by having these precautions and these guidelines just to make sure that we're able to maintain, events going on and keep those things rolling for now. But I understand for some people that might be a little bit frustrating, but I would say focus on the positives and look at that we are able to still have these games, though we're watching it may be virtual, but it is something that we're able to view and take part in.
Even though it was definitely not at every school during the fall sports season, in Minnesota and in Wisconsin, schools ran into some issues with people trying to strong-arm their way into events. And as Smith tells everybody, there is no preferential treatment for fans. You either have a ticket or you don't, and there's no exceptions. That comes back to the reason why we're doing this anyway for the athletes.
Well, without a doubt, you hit the nail on the head there. If everyone was the exception to the rule, then we wouldn't have rules or expectations. Everyone's got to look at it from the standpoint of, these guidelines are in place for a reason, whether people agree with them or not. That's not a discussion point. We have our guidelines out there of what we're doing for spectators, and no one's the exception to the rule. And people need to understand that you don't want to ruin it for everyone else. And if people are going to be selfish about their choices, that's what's going to happen. Hands are going to be forced that we're just going to say, we can't continue doing this anymore. So all we're asking out of people is just respect the guidelines and, the policies that are out there right now. And our hope is as we continue on, that we're able to do some things that, we did in the past, and things go back to looking the way that they've looked. But right now we're not there. And so we have to be respectful of the policies that are laid out there. And, it's about the kids and it's about the events going on. I think that's the focus that we need to keep. And that's important. And if it is, then people need to abide by what we're asking them to.
Between Prescott High School, the teams, and us right here at KDWA Radio, there's going to be plenty plenty of ways throughout the 2020-21 winter sports season to still follow your favorite Prescott Cardinal teams. There's so many great ways to stay linked to your Cardinals. Smith with more.
Yeah, you know, our communications team here, Andrea Hertzen and Mandy Matzik, through the website, through our Facebook page here for the district, I'll send them any links or information that I get that they can make sure people know where to find the stream. Yeah, I tweeted out through the activities Twitter page, and, you know, things can change in a hurry with anything, and that's where we try to keep the public informed. You know, are some things going to fall through the crack once in a while? You hope not, but with the changes going on and things that are occurring, it's not even hour by hour anymore. It's minute by minute. You know, we got to be flexible. We got to be nimble. We got to stay positive. But, you know, we appreciate everyone, you know, you talk over at KDWA, Pierce County Journal, and everyone that's helping us communicate out and make sure people do stay informed. It's greatly appreciated. And we just appreciate all the support that we get from the community. There's a lot of Cardinal fans out there and people that follow, you know, high school, middle school, PCR, you name it, across the board, community ed. And we just want to make sure that, you know, they stay informed, and we want to continue to have their support as we move forward.
We'll have more with Prescott AD Matt Smith throughout the winter.